Well, it's Groundhog Day, and in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Phil the Groundhog saw his shadow, predicting 6 more weeks of winter. That ritual was immortalized in the 1993 film Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray as Phil Connors, a weatherman covering the groundhog.
That must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob, waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil.
The film was more than just a 90s comedy. It's thought to be so culturally significant that it was added to the National Film Registry in 2006, and it's preserved in the Library of Congress. NPR film critic Bob Mondello joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good to be here.
And for people who haven't seen this film, or at least haven't seen it in a while, just remind us of the plot of Groundhog Day.
Well, it's basically that Bill Murray goes to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to talk about the Groundhog Day. It's a job he absolutely loathes. He's a weatherman. And he finds himself stuck in a time loop. Every morning he wakes up to the same Sonny and Cher song, I Got You, Babe,
right,
which is possibly the most repetitive song in the history of the world, and then finds himself repeating the same day. And initially, when he wakes up the second day and it's happening again, he thinks it's a dream. And then after a while, he starts to realize that he can do anything, and he's still going to wake up the next morning with no repercussions, and it's going to be the same morning. So he starts being really hedonistic for a while, and then he commits suicide a few times, and ultimately he decides to better himself, to make himself a better person.
And we learn about the good and bad of living the same day over and over again. The good being some of the humor in this film, and let's just play a clip of it. Phil has to deal with seeing his high school classmate, Ned Ryerson, on the street over and over again every day. Here's the first time the two see each other.
Phil? Hey, Phil? Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
How you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head. Come on, buddy. Case Western High!
So, there are a lot of funny scenes in this movie.
Well, and they are repeated. When they're funny, they are you see them again and again and again, which is a kind of hell in a way. But it's also – it's very funny.
Now, it's also a movie that for some people is scary. I have friends that don't want to watch Groundhog Day because it's frightening to them. You talked about the fact that, you know, he does get suicidal at times. But what about that, that it's kind of dark?
Well, imagine being stuck in the same day, and isn't that the sort of when you're in high school, every day is different. When you're in college, every day is different. Then you get out into the real world, you get a job, and you're doing the same thing basically every day. I mean, I'm pretty lucky. I get to watch different movies
right
every day. But a lot of people are stuck in jobs that they're not terribly comfortable with, and it sounds awful. It sounds really grim to be stuck in the same thing over and over again. I understand that for people in the military, they started referring to time in Iraq, for instance, as being Groundhog Day-ish. Mm. I mean, that it was – you were doing the same thing every day. It didn't seem to have any effect. You would have to do it exactly the same way the next day.
Now, he does – Bill Murray in Groundhog Day does – kind of learn from what's going on and start mm-hmm. to pick up some tricks, including in a scene with Andy McDowell, who plays Phil's producer, Rita, and he, you know, wants to date her. And he finally, after going out with her a few times, figures out exactly what drink she likes and what she likes to make a toast to. Let's listen.
Sweet vermouth rocks with a twist, please.
For you, miss?
The same. That's my favorite drink.
Mine, too. It always makes me think of Rome. The way the sun hits the buildings in the afternoon.
Well, what should we drink to?
I like to say a prayer and drink to world peace.
To world peace.
So, which is what she had told him that she likes to do when she has a drink. But why, Bob, does this movie still have such an audience so many years after it came out?
Well, I think basically the premise of the plot is one that is in its way appealing, that you can improve yourself. If you just had a do-over, if you could just do that moment again, you've had that experience where you have a conversation, you walk away, and you think of the thing that you ought to have said.
Yeah.
Well, he gets to go back and do it. It's also, don't forget, sort of a perfect Bill Murray movie. Here's a guy who does craziness really well, and you get to see what amount to a whole bunch of different takes of the same scene. Right? So that you get to see all the different ways he might have done something, which is an appeal too.
Bob Mondello, NPR's film critic, remembering one of the great comedies of the 90s, Groundhog Day. Bob, thank you.
Thank you. I feel like we've done this before.